The following episode of Mike Detective was recorded prior to the untimely death this week of Gary Moore, guitarist for Thin Lizzy. We regret any references that may come across as slightly insensitive, as that was not our intention.
It's time for Mike Detective, Unlicensed and Uninsured Private Eye, Episode 6, Ace Ventura, Mike Detective. With special guest star, Weird Al Yankovic.
Hello, buy my new book, When I Grow Up, available now on HarperCollins.
Sometimes it just feels good to be alive. After a near-death experience like the one Tawny Nacho and I just had, it feels good to breathe the sweet, sweet air. The same air that Thin Lizzy guitarist Gary Moore breathes in every morning of every day. Yes, much like Thin Lizzy guitarist Gary Moore would probably say right this very second, it feels good to be alive. I got the feeling that death was still quite a ways off for me, just as it assuredly must be for Thin Lizzy guitarist Gary Moore, who will never, ever die of drug-related causes. But enough about Thin Lizzy guitarist Gary Moore and the wonderful life that he has ahead of him. This is about me, Mike Detective. We got word that Tawny's sister was being held at the racetrack. But on the way there, some goon in another car shot out our tire with a pop gun. I swore that when I got my hands on whoever was responsible, they would be the exact opposite of Thin Lizzy guitarist Gary Moore. A dead man. But for now, I had to deal with a car careening out of control.
Mike, do something!
I'm going to steer the car into that pillow factory.
Mike, are you all right?
Of course I am. Much like any factory, the walls are made out of the product they manufacture.
Oh, yes. I remember that from when I went to the old spaghetti factory. Man, that place was delicious.
And structurally unsound. Come on, let's go to the racetrack.
Luckily, this pillow factory is only 2 steps away from the racetrack.
And they're off. A brown horse is winning. Another horse with a stripe is also really fast. This other horse, I wish I could describe it. It's got a long face, is gaining on them. Coming up on that one is, it's fast. I think it might be a car. No, a motorcycle? No. Oh, it's another horse! In fact, the rest of the field appears to all be horses, ladies and gentlemen. And one of the brown ones has just taken the lead. What's that? Use their names? Ladies and gentlemen, I am not good at this.
Georgia's racetrack was well known for being a cesspool brimming over with shady characters, all looking to make a quick buck. Everything about the place seemed like it came from another time period. The decor looked like it was left over from the Great Depression. The horses were as old as Prohibition, and even the toilets were shaped like dinosaurs. They were so hard to sit on, they left you with a mighty sore ass. You get it? Mighty sore ass. Anyway, the guy who owned the place owed me a favor. So me and Tawny burst into his office in the middle of the 6th race. George Racetrack, it's been a while.
Mike Detective, don't you ever knock?
I wanted to cash in on that favor you owe me, so I opened without knocking. Consider us square. But now I have to ask you for another favor.
You're like Geddy Lee, always wanting something for nothing. Well, why don't you make like Geddy Lee and rush out of here?
Why did he owe you a favor, Mike?
Because in one of my previous adventures, I found a potion that makes you immortal, and I gave that potion to his cousin, Thin Lizzy guitarist Gary Moore.
He'll never die.
Listen up, George. A little bird told me that a girl was being held against her will here. And that little bird is a crane. Fraser Crane.
Heard you were looking for him. Why don't you lay off for a spell?
I'm not interested in spelling. I'm interested in grammar.
Okay. Jeez, you really get an angry tone in your voice. Look, I can't tell you anything, but if I were you, I'd go check out the basement of the clubhouse.
Sounds good. Maybe you and I could do that together this Sunday. Really make a day out of it. Pack a nice picnic lunch, maybe some sunscreen, but today I'm trying to find a missing girl.
Ah, well, in that case, go over to the stables. She's in the 4th stall on the left.
Thanks. I really owe you one, George.
It's fine. Just close the door on your way out.
All right, I will. As a favor to you. We're back to even, buddy.
Fair enough.
That conversation lasted for hours, as you may not have been able to tell from the sped-up recording we just played for you. So, by the time we got down to the stable, the night was as black as Sidney Poitier's mood when he found out his daughter Sidney had been cast in a shitty Quentin Tarantino movie.
When we got to the stables, you'd never guess who's coming to dinner.
I'm just kidding. I meant to say you'd think I'm a carpenter because you'd never guess what I saw. Have I used that one before? It's my best one, so I don't mind using it again. Anyway, you might think I was the most popular horror franchise of all time because you'd never guess what I saw.
Nothing. There's nothing here. Nothing but dumb horses.
Shh. Someone's coming. And there's someone with him. And there's someone with them. A total of 3 people are coming. Let me do that math. Yeah, that guy plus that guy. Yep, that's 3 people. Here they come. Why don't you hide under that horse over there, and I'll hide under this one. If you're worried you might talk, stick that horse's cock in your mouth. I'll do the same with this one right... The goons walked in, but I couldn't see them from my vantage point, mainly because I had horse balls right in my face. Luckily, however, I could hear them loud and clear.
Hey, boss, should we worry about these 2 people blowing those horses in the next stall over?
Eh, leave them be. Who among us has not blown a horse cock? Besides, we got better things to do, like getting Mrs. Big Mouth over here to talk. Listen up, you're gonna sing. Or we're gonna shoot you in the head. You'll be the opposite of Thin Lizzy guitarist Gary Moore. Dead.
I can't understand you with that horse cock in your mouth.
Sorry. It must be Stephanie. They're trying to get her to tell Kelsey Grammer's secrets. We should do something, Mike.
Shh! Shut the fuck up. I want to hear this.
Not gonna talk, eh? You got such a big mouth, not sure why you ain't using it for talking. Well then, if you're not gonna talk, we don't have much use for you, do we?
Stephanie! No!
Will the goons turn their guns on Mike and Tawny? Is Stephanie Client dead, unlike Thin Lizzy guitarist Gary Moore? Is Thin Lizzy guitarist Gary Moore a Highlander who will never die? And who is coming to dinner? Find out next time on Mike Detective.
Rest in peace, Thin Lizzy guitarist Gary Moore. I hope you're making God laugh.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.